Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with ace winner Dylan Harville. Then we'll speak with Dirt Classic winner Brian Shirley, and we'll have a conversation with Southern National champion Cade Lowdy. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Tennessee at Kingsport. Kyle Barnes, winner there. Hayden Cardwell wins I-75, while Addison Cardwell wins Mountain View. Golden Mountain to Tyler Howard. Nick Williams and Jacob York split the victories at Newport, while at Big South Fork, it's Cameron Hawkins. Henry Hornsby III back in victory lane at Princeton, West Virginia. Beckley to Jack Brown. Sam Seawright, the checkers at North Georgia. Dixie Rome goes to Jaden Bowling. Eric Dove the same at Livonia. Sonoya to Austin Bloodworth. Kobe Fountain gets the win at historic 441. And the Baja Winder Barrow goes to Tyler Canup. Mark Whitener in Alabama at Penton in victory lane. Trey Mills the same at Talladega Short Track. Gastonia, North Carolina to Tyler Blankenship. Zach Seiss gets it done at Brasstown. Harris goes to Ryan Ayers. Alex McCullum a winner at Wake. Hickory goes to Justin Garius. Travelers Rest South Carolina back in victory lane is Tyler Geis. Cameron Lambert a big win at Sugar Tea. Sumter goes to Justin Minson. Shane Yarbrough the checkers at Lawrence County. Virginia at Langley. Danny Edwards and Jacob Derrick split the wins. The same for Peyton Sellers and Jacob Borscht at South Boston. Ararat to John Ruggiero Jr. and Dawson Lowe, the checkers at Whip. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of not just one, but two races at one day at Ace Speedway in Altamaha, North Carolina, Dylan Harville. Hey, Dylan, welcome to the show. And it's great to win at Ace anytime. I spent some great years there back in the early 90s, but to win two in one day. You know, winning in a late model is one thing, but you've got a lot of wins on that property. Before we get talking about the weekend that we've had, how does your history have all these wins and on that property?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know there's a go-kart track that's right there, set off turn one. And I probably won 30 to 40 races there between 08 and I think 2012. And now I've got, I think this was like my 31st win just at the big track. So, I mean, I'm sitting right at somewhere between 60 to 70 wins just on the property.
That is a good address to go to. Altamaha, Ossipee, right there in between the both of them, Ace Speedway. And really good for Dylan Harville, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So, with four wins last year, and then I saw a note that said you were going to go try a couple of Cars Tour races and such. What did you learn there, and how does it transfer over to winning, you know, these back-to-back last weekend?
Yeah, so last year we picked up four. We picked those up pretty early in the season, and we kind of all said, well, let's go try this Cars Tour deal out. You know, I mean, that's a ton of competition, probably the toughest competition, I would say, probably in the country. So we just wanted to just kind of see where our program was, and we learned really fast that, like, we still had a lot of work to do when it came to those two races. So that series, man, it was great to be a part of. It kind of gets your name out there. But, yeah, I mean, to pick up wins like this at Ace, I mean, I've been able to win against some top-tier teams, I mean, that race at Ace. I mean, you've got Trevor Ward, your Martinsville winner, Dustin Rumley, who's always been super competitive at Ace. Blake Stallings always – I mean, to be able to beat those guys and, like, the resources they have, we're just a little small team. We don't have much. Just a little shop, and we just go make it happen. So it's a huge privilege, like, to win those, and like such a blessing to me.
What a great track, Ace Speedway, just outside of Burlington, North Carolina. If you're scooming along on Highway 40, not too hard to get to from there. And our guest Dylan Harville won a pair of races last weekend. Started up front in one, got the invert, ended up seventh, eighth to be able to come through and win back-to-back and a pair of 50 lappers. We're glad to have him on the profabrication.com hotline. Making your way back the second race there, that couldn't have been easy. Those guys were wanting to beat you the first race. I can't imagine them just being really easy to pass. It's never easy anywhere, but I would imagine trying to cut through that field had had its challenges. Was there one incident that you really had to work to get around?
Yeah, it was a couple, man. I hate inverts, and we have a bunch of young kids and stuff learning. I've been there in their shoes, and just their breaking points and stuff are different, and I got into a couple of them. But, yeah, man, it was a very dicey first leg. We had a restart, I think, in like lap 12, and we had got up to fifth, and they were side-by-side in front of me a couple laps, and we were just racing hard, and I made contact with one of them, and it kind of sent them up the track, kind of opened the door there for us to kind of be in the position to win the race. And then it's always kind of crazy when you got guys playing the tire game. So like you had cars falling out on lap 25 in the first race or lap 3. So you had to beat that as well as beat the tire. So to come out on top, man, that was a huge accomplishment. You don't ever get nights like that. Those are very hard nights to do.
Very hard nights and very rewarding. Back-to-back victories in one night at Ace Speedway. Dylan Harville, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I saw on your social media, I guess DRP Performance, one of the folks you do biz with, posted races are won in the shop. And coming off these two, how true is that races are won in the shop statement, and what does it mean for you?
Yeah, man, I spend a lot of time in the shop, and I got to give a lot of thanks to my family. I mean, my wife and my kids and stuff, being away from them is tough, but when you put in the time in the shop and it pays off at the racetrack, man, it means so much, and it's very tough to win these races. So, I mean, you got to stay in the shop, stay on top of your equipment, just make sure everything's maintenance and everything. So I got to think, like you said, DRP, man, they got a lot of good stuff that helps us out in the shop that we bought. So it's to have people like that, I mean, just sharing, like, to share those posts, like, people just need to realize how hard it is. And if you're not in the shop working, that you're not going to get there.
Well, Dylan Harville, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, worked hard in the shop, worked harder in the shop, worked again harder in the shop, and got two wins last weekend at Ace Speedway. Dylan, where can folks find you on the internet to follow the journey?
Dylan Harville Racing, that is my Facebook account. That's where I usually keep up with everything. I'm trying to get going on the Twitter. That's just D_Harville33. Just trying to get some more posts on there. So if you want to see anything, mainly watch the Dylan Harville Racing page. Next race will be August 8th at Ace Speedway.
August 8th, Ace Speedway, coming off two wins. Dylan Harville, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner of one of the biggest, most special dirt late model races there is anywhere, the Prairie Dirt Classic at Fairbury, Illinois. Brian Shirley, the winner this year after 20 years. It's an Earnhardt story in some ways. What makes this race so special for just all the drivers and now you to have your name on the trophy?
I think one thing that just makes it special for the Illinois guys is just obviously it's in our home state. It's the biggest race that you could want to be a part of. It's, you know, turned itself into a marquee crown jewel event. So anytime you can be lucky to win one of your home state races, I mean, it's just really special. And, you know, on top of all that, there's a lot of money at stake that a driver can even, you know, make, even if he didn't win the race. So just one of those cool events. And until you go and see how the atmosphere and the racing and all the stuff, until you visit it live, you know, it's really hard to understand that it's a real magical place.
Brian Shirley, the winner of this year's Prairie Dirt Classic at Fairbury, the Chatham, Illinois resident, beating other Illinois guys, Brandon Shepard, Dennis Erb Jr. Does that kind of play into not only were you the winner of the PDC, but you also had to outduel a couple of Land O'Lincoln staters as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I do always feel like there is, can play some good home state advantage when you race there. You know, we get to race there 4 or 5 times a year, and I mean that truly does help, because it's a racetrack in itself, one of a kind as far as dealing with the cushion and dealing with the dirt. You know, everybody loves that black dirt where a lot of people in the country don't get to experience it.
Well, getting to experience it and having the experience, Brian Shirley used all of it to take the Prairie Dirt Classic last weekend at Fairbury, winning the $50,000 prize plus the $500 a lap per laps led, somewhere in the 70 number, $88,500 he was able to take to the Bank of Pontiac later on that evening. And he is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Brian, I understand your Longhorn with Durham Powers got ProFab headers on it as well. I saw that decal on the race car. What's it like to have those things thunder up underneath you?
Oh, yeah, you know, Andrew and the boys out there in North Carolina, we was fortunate enough to get hooked up with them guys. I think we've been three or four years now, and, man, they've just been a great group of guys to work with, and they definitely make the engine sing.
Well, they sung all the way to that big victory lane at Fairbury, the Prairie Dirt Classic winner. Brian Shirley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. Will you talk about the specialness of the event? I saw you posted an honor best in the biz to Fairbury promoter Matt Curl. What does he do that makes this event better? You go to a lot of races, racing with the World of Outlaws and other special events, but what makes what Curl does just a little bit different and more special the way he does it?
Personally, I feel like, you know, a lot of people put a lot of effort into their racetracks and do a lot of things, but Matt takes it really personal. I mean, he takes it to heart. He really wants things to be, you know, above and beyond, you know, have the greatest expectations for the racer, for the fans, and really, like I said, he gives it all he has, and it's really heartfelt from everything he does. I believe comes from, you know, him personally just wanting to do the best for everybody.
Well, and the guy that did the best at Matt Curl's promoted event, the Prairie Dirt Classic, is Brian Shirley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I saw that you parked the car on the track, got out before you went to actual victory lane, and you're there in front of the grandstand, and you saluted that crowd, and then they rushed back and saluted you. What was those moments like when you're climbing up and you're wanting to give them some praise, and then it comes back to you? How does that feel?
Yeah, it's a feeling that's second to none. I mean, it's probably one of the craziest things I've ever felt. I've always felt you know, really a little bit of a connection with some of the fans there. I mean, always, you know, whether you win a heat race, win a, you know, we've been fortunate to win some features there. And you can really hear them when they show their support. And then the other night, I mean, the support from just the whole, you know, grandstands was just something that you'll, you know, you may never relive, just the pure joy of, like, gratification from them, you know, giving you their respect for winning the race.
And that picture is just very, very special. Brian Shirley, the winner of the Prairie Dirt Classic at Fairbury last weekend, gets out of his car. You got to look it up on social media. It is something else. Also, saw social media. You had a NASCAR Hall of Fame driver, you know, post about you. What was that like?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We were lucky. You know, we had being friends with some of them guys, Kenny Wallace and Kenny Schrader and a lot of some of those guys like Tony Stewart we've been buddies with. So to get their praise, you know, they all reached out and congratulated me. So that was really awesome to see that they keep up with what we're doing. And all the guys, I mean, there's so many, they don't even realize, people don't have a clue how many NASCAR drivers love our sport. And it's really cool to see that they're behind us. And then when, you know, they see things like that happen, it's just real gratifying that they respect us that well.
Well, winners love winners, respect winners. And Brian Shirley, been a winner for a long time, winning many of the Southern Nationals series, the Mars series. And just on and on and on. But this is the one for over 20 years. He chased a Prairie Dirt Classic winner. Brian Shirley on the ProFab Hotline. Brian, you going to have T-shirts made, or you got T-shirts anyway? Where can we find you on the internet to help, you know, folks celebrate with you this fantastic victory?
Race Ranch is the company that does all our souvenir sales, and they bring our souvenir trailers and stuff. So you can go to raceranch.com and log on to their deal if you don't go to the races. And then obviously if we're at the races I'm at, our apparel trailer is always at the racetrack.
And he was in victory lane at Fairbury last weekend for the Prairie Dirt Classic. Thanks, Brian Shirley, for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that, and all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action, 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast, it's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
The NASCAR playoffs return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 19th to 21st. This year, it's going to be wicked faster and wicked funner. 3 days of racing, camping, concerts, and fireworks. Grab your friends or make some new ones. And when the checkered flag drops, one driver takes home the giant lobster. Don't miss New England's biggest race weekend, the NASCAR playoffs, September 19th through 21st. Get your tickets now at nhms.com.
Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Southern Nationals Dirt Super Late Model Series champion, Cade Loudy. Hey, Cade, welcome to the show. Great to have you on. I mean, this is something that, you know, an amazing feat that, you know, when you look back at history at the names and such, and to have beaten the Newport Nightmare Jimmy Owens and another championship driver like Garrett Smith, what has these moments over the last couple of days been feeling like? It's got to be quite the, you know, the proud moments for all the Loudies.
Yeah, it's definitely been different than what I'm used to. You know, at the start of that deal, we just went to those first four races, mainly because they're close to home. And we didn't really have no plans of doing nothing. We just wanted to go to those four and just run good. And after I-75, mm-hmm. we're sitting around the trailer and we're like, do we go to the next one? And we drove through the night, came to the shop, got enough parts to go through the next three races, and went to Sonoya and just kept on keeping on at that point.
Wow. And I remember a quote that I saw when I was looking up things on your site. Winning is a champion attitudes and champion hearts. And do you feel like that has been a part of this, you know, to get this championship, the heart and the attitudes, not only of yourself, but the crew around you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we went to Bulls Gap, and you would think a place being 10 minutes from my house, I'd have run pretty good there. And that was our worst finish on the whole tour. And just, you know, we never got down, never gave up, you know, just kept plugging away at it. We didn't get to win one, which kind of stunk, but I think we had the most consistent finishes of anyone on the tour. And going into Tazewell, I was really doubting we had a chance at winning it, because Garrett won one and they dropped two races. And if they don't do the drops, we had the championship really locked up. And the drops were really helping them guys. And then, you know, go through the race and it was starting to look better and better and better.
Well, better and better and better. And Cade Loudy at the end of it was the guy sitting there as our friend, the announcer Cody, comes up and says, hey, you are the champion. And Ray Cook gives him the trophy. What an amazing deal. Southern Nationals Dirt Super Late Model Series champion, Cade Loudy, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. And I know you got Barry Wright Race Cars, Willie's Carburetors, Hammond and Dave Hammond, and all the great stuff he puts there. But am I right? You are also a ProFabrication header guy. What does it sound like when they roar underneath you?
They're the best on the market, you know, best money can buy. Appreciate Andy for hooking me up at the start of the year. You know, we'd never ran their stuff before this year, and obviously it was a part of the championship winning combination we have.
Well, a championship winning combination, ProFabrication headers, as I said, Barry Wright Race Cars, Willie's Cars, Hammond Parts, and of course your dad, Captain Kirk Loudy. You know, one of the, if you're listening out there, there's guys that specialize in different parts and pieces of the car. And if you want your car to turn and you're from that area, Tennessee, you want somebody that's been doing it 5 years, 10 years, how about 20 plus years, so much experience. Captain Kurt Loudy is that guy. What was it like to, you know, be there right? You know, now you're like the driver, not just the kid watching him build them. You're the one that is going for this championship. How does that change and feel? And did you have to overrule him or think, I don't know what it's going to work, but it does. How did that dynamic work during all this?
He just makes sure I have what I need. And we've really developed a pretty good baseline with these Barry Wright cars. And, you know, we never changed or just kind of threw the book at it. We just kind of stuck to what we know the whole time, make sure we didn't get off key or off note or whatever, however you want to say it. And really the biggest thing is after, you know, Garrett's misfortune and then Jimmy flipping, you know, they had that red flag there and he's talking to me on the front stretch and He's like, you better not mess this up. And I'm like, gee, thanks. Well, I'll remember that. Yeah. And so I just, you know, I really rode around there in that race for a while. And then with about 20 to go, I tried to give Mike a run for it. And, you know, lap cars kind of played a key in it. But he had a good car, you know, and yeah. He's got Shane McDowell working on his stuff. And, you know, yeah. That's another.
All that is, you know, good. But you were the guy that was consistent across there to get the Southern National Series championship this summer. A big deal. Cade Lowdy, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, getting that. How about the kid that raced at places like, you know, Strawberry Plains and other tracks there in Tennessee in this go-kart and, you know, other places across the country? What would you say to that kid back then if you could go there and tell him how cool this moment is?
Just keep digging, you know. I never really was fortunate enough to just have absolutely everything in the arsenal it took to go win races. I always felt like I always had to do more with less, just because we've never had a bunch of partners behind us, but we've always had good partners, and that makes you appreciate it a whole lot more. And
where can we find out on the internet more things about you and where to buy championship t-shirts before we forget to get that in this interview?
I'm actually having a website being built right now. I've never had a personal website made for me. I do know at envysuspension.com there's a little blur of like my bio and stuff from my go-kart days, but we're currently having a website being built for Cade Lowdy Racing, and we'll have a link for our old shirts and our new shirts that we're going to have made with the Southern Nationals Championship on them.
Cade Lowdy, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, appreciate you taking the time. He did have the things that were key: champion attitude, champion heart, and he got it done in the Southern Nationals. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
State Water Heaters and PRN have had a relationship for a number of years now.
Here's Jeff's story of State Water Heaters.
Our relationship with PRN has allowed us to leverage that investment, hit more ears, and, you know, make sure that people know that we support the sport that they love. And when they need a water heater, we'd like them to consider our brand of water heaters. Or if they're a contractor, and we know they listen as well, when they choose a water heating partner, we'd like them to consider us as their partner. It's not often you see a brand that's around for 20 years. We met Ward Burton 19 years ago. You know, this is essentially our 20th or 21st year in the sport. The longevity is something I'm very proud of. Maybe we're just lucky, but in our experience, everybody we partner with really goes above and beyond and really over delivers on the partnership. And the folks at PRN really go out of their way to help us. And the excitement that they add to the programming, it's really great to be able to leverage partnerships and relationships and grow business.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. The month of August is upon us, and wow, lots of great racing out there. Some tracks tracking down towards their season championship. Get out, support grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.